The Florida Supreme Court has decided a case that provides an interesting backdrop for the BP oil spill. On June 27, 2010, the court rendered a decision in Curd v. Mosaic Fertilizer relating to the liability for damages arising from the release of pollutants. The court considered two primary questions. First, does Florida recognize a common law theory under which commercial fishermen can recover for economic losses caused by the negligent release of pollutants when the fishermen do not have an ownership interest in the damaged marine life? And second, does Florida recognize a private cause of action under Section 376.313 Florida statutes under the same circumstances? The court answered both questions affirmatively. Fishermen may bring both statutory and common law claims even when they do not own the property damaged by the pollution. The case arose when wastewater from a holding facility spilled into Tampa Bay. Fishermen complained that the pollutants killed underwater plant life, fish, and other marine life. The fishermen did not allege any ownership interest in the marine life, but raised implicit claims for loss of income or profits. An appellate court determined that the fishermen could not recover because they did not have an ownership interest in the fish. However, the Florida Supreme Court found that Florida statutes relating to pollution liability are clear and unambiguous in allowing any person to recover for damages. The statutes also provide a liberal scope of the potential damages. The Florida Supreme Court therefore found that nothing in the statutes prevents the fishermen from pursuing statutory claims and attempting to show their damages. The court next considered whether the Florida common law also allows fishermen to recover for economic losses resulting from the negligent release of pollutants. The court found that the fertilizer company did owe a duty of care to the fishermen that was not shared by the public as a whole. According to the court, the question of duty in Florida is linked to the concept of foreseeability, and the court found that the nature of the fertilizer company's business created a zone of risk within which it was obligated to protect those exposed to harm. In other words, it was foreseeable that the company's release of pollutants from its holding facility would cause harm to marine life and associated human activity. The court found, of course, that to show entitlement to compensation for the release of pollutants, the fishermen must be able to meet all of the elements of a negligence claim: the duty, breach, causation, and damages. Nonetheless, the fishermen were free to pursue their claims under both Florida statutes and the common law. For an expanded version of this podcast, please see our blog at www.radylaw.com.